More than $65,000 has been donated to over 25 local charities by 100 men who give a damn Innisfil since it was founded in the fall of 2018. Co-founders Brian Samitz, Wayne Clements and Michael Tuff organize quarterly meetings in which each member donates $100 to a worthy cause. With about 75 people on their email list, Samitz explained they hope to have 30 to 40 members in attendance at their first meeting of 2025 tonight, January 28, at 7 p.m. at the Royal Canadian Legion in Belle Ewart, 1017 Robinson Street. Most members of 100 men are from Innisfil, but some people travel from within Simcoe County and York Region. "We meet at the Innisfil Legion, as they are very generous in giving us the room free of charge," Samitz said. "Any member of the group can nominate a registered charity and we draw for what three charities will present at a meeting," Samitz said. "We will add the names back into the draw for future meetings. Many charities have been in multiple times." Presentations about Seasons Center for Grieving Children, Hospice Simcoe, and SHIFT, Support and Hope for Individuals and Families Today, will be heard on Tuesday. A representative from each organization will give a 5-minute presentation to the members of 100 men in person, after which members are encouraged to ask questions before they vote for the charity they are most in favor of supporting. The charity with the most votes receives the majority of the money the group is donating, and the other two organizations are given checks for $500 apiece. The charities must be able to give the 100 men members who have contributed a receipt for tax purposes. "We simply collect the money and issue each charity a check for their total winnings," Samitz said. "We provide each charity with a list of contributors according to their takeaway amount and each member of 100 men receives a $100 tax receipt from one of the charities who presented." He explained they will take nominations for any new charities at their meetings. "We typically select the next three charities about 6 weeks to a month in advance of the next meeting," Samitz said. When asked what being a member of 100 Men means to him, Samitz said, "It's hard to put into words, but for me, it's about making a positive impact in the community, forming meaningful connections with like-minded individuals who share the goal of creating change, and building camaraderie. Ultimately, I hope to contribute to building something that grows and continues to make a difference for years to come." Interested community members are invited to attend a meeting to see what the group is about. "We would love to have you," Samitz said. Learn more about 100 Men by visiting the group's Facebook page or by emailing 100meninisfil@gmail.com.